Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means a Chuck Muth day, the president of Citizen Outreach, who joins us. Chuck, what an amazing 72 hours it has been. The race on the Democrat side has been turned upside down. What do you make of it so far?
Well, obviously there was a lot of interest in what happened yesterday. I guess we can start from the back of the pack and work our way forward. Elizabeth Warren is gone. When you come in third in your own home state, that's pretty much what we call writing on the wall.
Has she pulled out yet, though? Have I missed that one?
Not that I've seen, but okay. I don't know what she's hanging on for. I guess her only hope is to keep getting a few delegates, maybe, going into the convention, hoping that there's a brokered convention and that maybe she has a little bit of leverage that she can cut some kind of deal. I mean, that's about the only reason for her to stay in the race anymore. We did see Bloomberg, not surprisingly, did drop out today. He is, if you look in the dictionary under the phrase, a fool and his money are soon parted. There's a picture of Mike Bloomberg, $500,000.
No,
I'm half a billion.
$500,000,000.
$500,000,000, and all he got was a T-shirt with American Samoa's map on it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, he got those four delegates. What the hell?
Yeah, I think that's in business phraseology, that's called a lousy return on investment.
Now, tell me, first of all, how did he do so well when he didn't campaign in a lot of these states, but he ran TV ads? There's this belief with some in politics that the only way to advertise is TV. And you've seen firsthand that does not work.
No, I've been saying this for a couple of years now. When I consult with candidates, of course, consultants always want you to buy a lot of TV. Why? Because the consultants get a cut. They usually get about 15% commission on the TV buy. But come on, most people today have DVRs or they're watching streaming video, and you can pay an extra $2 a month to go commercial free. Nobody's watching these commercials anymore. The ground has shifted. The money now is best used on targeted social media, not on television, not on commercial television. And Bloomberg, of course, he's still stuck back in the 1980s, 1990s, and his consultants thought, okay, we can really make a killing here. I mean, Donald Trump is absolutely right. The only beneficiary of the Bloomberg campaign was those consultants who just took the man to the cleaners with all the money that they earned from placing all these television ads.
So how did Joe Biden go from dead in the water to maybe the front runner?
I guess no one really saw it coming, but it really shouldn't be a surprise. What happened was, in the last debate, when it became clear that Bernie Sanders had the momentum, and it looked like Bernie Sanders could be the nominee, all of a sudden, what people used to just laugh off as, okay, that's just Bernie being Bernie, he's not going to go anywhere. First of all, people had to start taking Bernie seriously. And that forced all of those so-called moderates, the candidates and their supporters, to start saying, okay, look, if we don't want Bernie, because Bernie is going to be a disaster in November if he's our nominee, not only losing the White House, but losing the House and not getting back the Senate, we gotta have to get behind somebody else. And to his credit, Biden's strategist went in knowing that South Carolina was going to be what he called his firewall, and then he said he didn't call it his firewall, but it turned out to be his firewall. And when he got the endorsement from Congressman Clyburn there, he won big in South Carolina. All of a sudden, everybody looking at this realistically, just looking for who has the best chance to beat Trump in November, those people said, okay, it's Biden. And next thing you know, they started dropping like flies. Steyer got out. Buttigieg, or he got out. Who was the other one?
Amy Klobuchar.
Amy Klobuchar, she dropped out. And Biden was able to get all of them to rally behind his campaign at the last minute, you know, the day before Super Tuesday. And that all resulted in a big night for Joe Biden. He's not the comeback kid. He's the comeback geriatric.
And I equate this almost with the Trump win in 2016, where people knew about the Billy Bush tapes. They knew about stuff he had said about folks coming across our southern border. They knew all of that, and it didn't matter to them. Is that what's going to happen here, that all of the stupid gaffes from Joe Biden, and it doesn't really matter as long as he can beat Trump, that all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of like jury nullification in law, except we're talking about in politics. Is that what we're faced with here? It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I think what you got here is Joe Biden is perceived of being the best of the worst possible candidates in this one. He's the least awful, which tells you just how awful the rest of the field was, that he is their hope. They know he's got the gaffes, but he does have a record. He has built up a lot of chits over many, many years, actually many decades, within the political establishment. Now, it's not done yet. I mean, Bernie is not out of this by any stretch yet. Remember, we wrote Joe Biden off a week, 10 days ago, and here we are again. So now that it has narrowed down to it's still a three-person race. I guess Tulsi Gabbard is still in. So that makes it four, because Elizabeth Warren's still in. But really, we all know, it's a two-person race. It's Bernie Sanders versus the establishment and Joe Biden. And I'm not sure that Bernie's completely out of it yet, but certainly the warning flags went up yesterday. He has not been able to get, in a lot of these competitive states, beyond around 25% of the vote. So Bernie has not expanded his target market. He's stuck there somewhere in the 20 to 30% range, and it seems like he has a ceiling at that point. And Biden, because he was able to coalesce all the other candidates behind him, came up with a lot more impressive numbers.
More to come with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, as we continue. What about Elizabeth Warren? What about Pocahontas? And who will she support? Who should she support? And what would her support mean to both of these candidates? We'll talk about that with a guy that does political consulting for a living. He's not just a talking head. He's Chuck Muth. More to come as we continue live and local now. I want to talk with those of you who own or operate businesses, regardless of size. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The Trump economy has been great for business, creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs. With that incredibly strong economy comes the challenge of attracting and keeping productive employees. Business leaders agree high-quality group health insurance plans are a key to attracting and keeping your best employees. That's why you need to talk with my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. High-quality group health insurance plans create favorable tax benefits for both employer and employees. These plans can include lower premiums, lower deductibles, huge savings on name-brand prescriptions, and in some cases, only a copay can apply to ER visits. For those of you outside Clark County, group employer benefit plans allow you and your employees more carrier options, better affordability, and greater physician access. If employer retention is important to you and your business, call my friend Pat Cassell at the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Hi, everybody. This is Summer with PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, and we're so excited to announce our official grand opening. Come visit our clinic this Saturday, March 7th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to learn more about how our artificial intelligence myoneur vascular therapy is helping patients heal 500% faster and with a 95% success rate. Our clinic is located at 7390 West Sahara Avenue, suite number 240, right at Sahara and Tanea. We'll have drinks, snacks, smoothies from the wonderful Smoothie King, and a free brain treatment giveaway to all new people coming to learn about our therapies. Kevin Wall will even be in attendance and sharing his story of his treatment of his shoulder. If you'd like to come and also meet our founder, Tammy Wadsworth, she'll be there, and she formerly treated a lot of professional athletes. Come visit our clinic this Saturday, March 7th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Don't miss the chance to see our equipment, meet our founder, Tammy Wadsworth, and learn how we can help you to heal from the pains and injuries that are affecting you. See you this Saturday.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, Chuck Moot joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach, and Chuck, a former Democrat presidential wannabe, Marianne Williamson, said last night that Joe Biden's 2020 comeback is the result of a, quote, coup, unquote, not a resurrection. She said, this was not a resurrection. It was a coup. Gosh, this is getting nasty. Russiagate was not a coup. Mueller was not a coup. Impeachment was not a coup. What happened yesterday was a coup, and we will push it back. You get a sense the Bernie people aren't going anywhere.
No, and the president brilliantly, of course, as usual, knows that, and he's just trolling the heck out of him. He even leading up to Super Tuesday, the president was tweeting out his warnings to the Bernie people. They're going to try to steal the election from you again, and he's just been feeding the flames of keeping the Bernie people agitated over what's going on, sowing discord in the Democrat ranks, and they're quite paranoid, and understandably so to a point, because I think 2016, he probably did get cheated by the Democrat Party establishment. But look, what happened yesterday wasn't a coup so much as it was just hardball politics, Kevin. And Joe Biden has played this game for a long time. He was able to go to these other candidates who were not going to get the nomination, and I hate to almost use the term, offer a quid pro quo.
Oh, sure. I like that. I like that. Don't tell the president. Sure, he'll be using that too.
I'd be shocked if he hasn't already. I haven't checked my Twitter feed yet this morning. But, yeah, I'm sure that's just the way politics is played. Look, you get out of the race now. What do you want? And then we'll see about giving that to you in the future. And I don't know that this happened, Kevin. I'm just giving it as an example. Pete Buttigieg probably isn't done in politics, surely isn't done in politics. Maybe he wants to run for the U.S. Senate in the future. And Joe Biden said, look, if you drop out now, I'll throw my support behind you for a future run in the Senate. That's just the way the game's played. Again, I don't want to tell anybody to think that is what happened. I'm just using that as an example of what could happen in politics.
And by the way, about two nights ago, I was watching CNN, and they were showing pictures of all the candidates. And I finally understood what the Alfred E. Newman reference was all about. The picture they use for Pete Buttigieg looks exactly like Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine. Unbelievable. And I kept wondering why the president was using that Alfred E. Newman thing. And now it all of a sudden it dawned on me, oh, he's talking about Mayor Pete.
Yeah. And I love when the president did that and then does that because I'm of the same generation that you are.
Oh, yeah.
We are senior millennials, let's say.
There you go.
And I remember Alfred E. Newman. I grew up with Mad Magazine, and it was dead on. I mean, just absolutely dead on. But, of course, the president I had to mention the fact that unless you're our age, you probably don't know who Alfred E. Newman is. But once you look it up, yeah, the resemblance is extremely striking.
Wow. Okay, I previewed that we'd talk about Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. She's still in the race officially. And until my cell phone starts blowing up again, she probably will still be in the race. Can she stay in the race a while longer? I mean, she's got money.
Yeah, again, she can stay in and not really spend a lot of that money, just keep her name on the ballot and hope that she gets lucky and racks up enough delegates that it becomes relevant at a brokered convention. That's all she's got going for her, unless, again, she is in a position to go to the Bernie Sanders campaign and the Joe Biden campaign and say, let's make a deal. What's the quid pro quo? If I get out and support you, what do I get in return? And you know, maybe that, I wouldn't be surprised if that's going on behind the scenes right now as we're speaking on the air, Kevin. But you know, which one? I know her heart is with Bernie, but her brain must be with Biden. I mean, the practical side says Biden's the guy who's going to get the nomination. If I'm going to throw my lot in with somebody, the odds are in my favor to go with Joe Biden. But if she does that, it's going to be viewed as a betrayal of her socialist, of course she calls liberal, but we all know it's the same socialist type of thinking. I mean, she really is philosophically more aligned with Bernie than with Joe. And so she's got a little bit of a difficult choice on her hands. It's going to have to be a real good deal either way for her to jump into the boat of either the Biden or the Sanders campaign.
Chuck, logic tells me that if she does get out, most of her supporters will end up going to Bernie. But is that necessarily true?
No, No, I think you're probably right. I think because most of her supporters are more philosophically aligned with Bernie's far left-wing philosophy. But I do know a lot of people who are Bernie supporters, I'm sorry, Elizabeth Warren supporters, who I am absolutely sure are going to go with Biden if the choice comes down to Biden or Bernie, because they are realistic and realize that Bernie doesn't have a prayer against Donald Trump, and Biden has just a slightly less better than a prayer chance against Donald Trump, and they're going to go with the odds.
So Bernie ends up winning California, Biden wins Texas, but the way they do it, if you're viable and you got 15% or more, you get a handful of delegates. This wasn't the big, huge wipeout that we thought. What happens next, though? I'm curious what happens next, the next set of states. It's not going to be a Super Tuesday or even a Super Thursday thing, according to Joe Biden. But I'm curious what happens from here.
Yeah, there's some still a lot of big states up for grabs that haven't weighed in yet: Ohio, New York, Florida, Michigan. So there's still a lot going on here. What I find interesting is that it's the Democrats who are constantly complaining about the Electoral College when their primary system is essentially set up like the Electoral College. It's not a winner-take-all based on the popular vote, so you're right. Even though you're getting momentum by being declared the winner of a state, it's a proportional win. You may get 60% of the delegates, and if you're Biden, and Bernie may get 40% of the delegates, or vice versa. So they're continuing to rack up delegates. It's going to be close, and I'm not sure that either one of them can get to the magic, what is it, 1991, a number of delegates that they need, because it's not a winner-take-all. They are going to get proportional delegates out of each of these states, most of these states.
And if it does go to the convention, and it gets beyond a first round, will the superdelegates end up screwing over Bernie again?
Probably. Oh, I would almost guarantee it. That's if the establishment has gotten behind Joe Biden, they're going to play hardball. They really don't care about hurting anybody's feelings. They're in it to win it, period. And those superdelegates are establishment party people primarily. They're going to rally behind the candidate that they think has the better chance to beat Trump in November.
And in our final 45 seconds, what happens if we get polling out in the next couple of weeks, the next month or so, that Biden doesn't poll well against the president in a head-to-head matchup? What do the Dems do then?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if we see that polling, because we already know how skewed the polls are and how off they've been for a long time. I'm pretty sure you're going to keep seeing polls that say that Biden is ahead, because the media has a vested interest in this. They've got a dog in the fight, and it's in their interest to try to persuade the public that Biden is competitive against Donald Trump. And so I think you're going to see a lot of polls and a lot of media stories with that narrative in place.
If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out what you're up to, if they want to read Muth's Truths, how do they do it? How do they subscribe?
Yeah, it's free. All you have to do is enter your email address in the subscription box, which you can find at NevadaNewsAndViews.com.
Sounds good. Chuck, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend.
You got it, Kevin. Take care, man.
Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us live and local now.
Some folks are born, silver spoon in hand. Law don't they help themselves, dog. But when the tax man comes to the door, law the house look like a Roman saying, it ain't me, it ain't me.
I'm Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are rallying in afternoon trading as investors cheered a better-than-expected Super Tuesday performance by former VP Joe Biden and signs of a growing coordinated response to the coronavirus by economies around the globe. And General Motors trying to refashion itself as a futuristic company with technology to compete against Tesla. And today, the automaker rolling out plans for 13 new electric vehicles during the next 5 years as investors, dealers, and analysts gathered at its technology center in the Detroit suburb of Warren, Michigan. And speaking of driving, shares of ride-hailing company Lyft are surging, with the company saying it has not been impacted by a lack of consumer demand as a result of the coronavirus. In fact, Lyft seeing record high rides and revenues last week as more people were less inclined to use a crowded bus or subway. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Kathy Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Mike Bloomberg ends his three-month-old presidential campaign, dropping out to endorse Joe Biden.
In a statement, Bloomberg said a viable path to the nomination no longer exists and that Biden is the clear candidate to beat President Trump. Bloomberg spent hundreds of millions of dollars on ads in Super Tuesday states, but only won the territory of American Samoa and picked up several dozen delegates elsewhere. He has pledged to keep campaign offices open in battleground states to help Democrats win the White House.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump and Vice President Pence meeting at the White House with airline executives about the coronavirus outbreak. He says it's safe to fly and that travel restrictions could be put in place as needed. The president says about suggestions to wash your hands often and to not touch your face.
I haven't touched my face in weeks. In weeks.
Mr. President,
I miss it.
There are now 129 cases of coronavirus reported in the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Phil Hemmer reports, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving to the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Phil Hemmer reports, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Go Don't forget this hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. We make it easy for you. The last 72 hours has been incredible for Joe Biden. He has gone from dead in the water to maybe the front runner. And now, again, Joe Biden ended up winning the, you know, Texas. Bernie won California. A lot of delegates went out the door, and both of the front runners, Bernie and Biden, got a slew of them. We now know that Mike Bloomberg is out of the race and has pledged his support to Joe Biden. And he's also going to commit money, staff, and analytics, data. He apparently has a bang-up data operation. Don't know what that will mean in terms of votes. I loved it, though, yesterday. Last night, in case you did not see it, look it up on Google. That apparently some protesters stormed the Biden stage. And then, of course, were escorted out. But it's just, I had always thought that a former vice president would have some form of Secret Service protection. But there was nobody. They could have slit his throat if they'd wanted to. Anyway, I want you to hear, first of all, the audiovisual guy for the Biden campaign ought to be terminated like now. Listen, this was the big victory speech for Biden last night. This is cut one. And a mini gaffe highlighted his victory speech, but listen to this.
It's a good night. It's a good night. And it seems to be getting even better. They don't call Super Tuesday for nothing. By the way, this is my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, this is the... Oh, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister. They switched on me. Folks, it's still early, but things are looking awful, awful good. For those who have been knocked down, counted out, left behind, this is your campaign. Just a few days ago, the press and the pundits had declared the campaign dead. And then came South Carolina, and they had something to say about it. And we're told, well, when he got to Super Tuesday, it'd be over. Well, it may be over for the other guy. To the folks in Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Minnesota, and maybe even Massachusetts. It's too close to call.
But he also picked up Texas. Now, the big question is, what happens from here? And the big question for folks like you and me, who do we feel most comfortable with going against the president? Unlike Democrats who want the strongest candidate, doesn't matter what they believe. It just does not matter to these people. They just don't care. All they care about is the ability to beat Donald Trump. But what happens if they end up with a candidate that, when the polls start coming out, we find out that he doesn't do well? Would they end up, you know, lopping off somebody? They might lop off Joe Biden if they find out that Biden can't beat Trump. What do they do then? Who is it that is the people's choice? Who is it that you want to face off against the President of the United States? We'll see what you think coming. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. I want to find out if you honestly believe that Joe Biden would be easier than Bernie. Crazy Bernie. Sleepy Joe. To me, I think they each bring something to the party. But I'm going to tell you something. I honestly believe that both candidates, neither is perfect. Neither is perfect. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with our good friend Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC, and she joins us now. Megan, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you on. What did you make of the last 72 hours and your impressions of what you saw last night, which was just absolutely crazy?
Well, I think we're going to be in store for a lot more craziness because we got to get to 1,900 delegates and we got to get to Milwaukee. And it looks like many of the Democrats got together, specifically the ones with a lot of power in and around the DNC, the funders. And Wall Street specifically, because the Wall Street Democrats certainly don't want Bernie Sanders at the lead. They convinced Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar to drop out and start to back the supposed moderate Biden, even though Biden has now basically told the country that Beto O'Rourke is going to be in charge of his Second Amendment gun grab. But Michael Bloomberg finally realized that spending, what, $700 million won him Guam.
It's American Samoa. Now, come on, give him credit where credit's due.
Congratulations. four delegates. I don't know what that works out per delegate, but you cannot buy. I'm kind of a little bit surprised, but the Democrats want a Democrat. They don't want an independent. They don't want an outward socialist communist like Bernie Sanders. They just want to sneak in Joe Biden as the moderate, and then he'll just line himself up with the radicals and do everything that Bernie is promising to do. If you listened to Joe Biden's speech from L.A. last night, he said that there's going to be free pre-K, that there is going to be free college for those who volunteer. He didn't say what we need to volunteer for. But he has the same policies. There is no sunlight between a supposed moderate Democrat and a radical communist socialist because that's who the Democrats are. The Democrats are a radical group of people who just certainly don't want to come out and say, yes, we're socialists now, we're all socialists now. They'll just incrementally get there, and they think they can get there limping and struggling with Joe Biden. My question is, who's Joe Biden going to pick? Because that's really who's going to be president. This is vice president. That's who's going to be making the decisions. Joe Biden can't decide whether or not his wife is to his left or is to his right.
Oh, wasn't that great last night? Oh, another gaffe.
It's not a gaffe anymore. It really isn't. It's really sad, is what it is. It's not another gaffe. Where are the Democrats screaming about his mental health? If you recall, the last 3 years, we've been told that Trump suffers from, you know, whatever sort of mental illness and everything else under the sun. But I don't hear any Democrats asking about Joe's mental health and as many gaffes or whatever that he has had on the campaign trail. Looks to me like early onset dementia, and I would never wish that on anyone. But after a while, you have to start questioning this guy's mental health, specifically if you're questioning the president. But of course, the Democrats aren't doing that because, again, he's just going to be the figurehead of their party, and whoever he selects as their vice president really is going to be the one that has the power.
Megan, one of the things we saw last night in Los Angeles was Joe Biden was on the stage, and all of a sudden a bunch of protesters commandeered the stage. I'm not even sure who these people were and what their beef was, but are we going to see more of that, you think?
Yeah, these are the same broads that stormed the stage on Bernie Sanders. They want to get rid of cows. I think they're related to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They basically want to end all dairy farming and dairy in general. I don't know if they're going to be confiscated and sent to India. No clue. There's this new anti-dairy movement that's cropping up, and it's just commie cannibalism. That's what I love. The left is just eating each other. We saw this with Chris Matthews this week, the tingle up his leg. You know, he said something, I don't know, 20 years ago or whatever, and the Me Too movement's gotten him. And he also hated Bernie, and I guess that got him, too, with the radical left. And so that's what happens. You know, when you start creating victims wherever you see them, then you become the victim.
What about the Bernie bros, though? Will they go quietly into the night?
No. No, pop your corn, Kevin. This is going to be, Milwaukee's going to be lit. And I mean that not figuratively. I mean, you know, we might see some fires in Milwaukee. This might look like it has in the past with some rioting going on. But Bernie bros had promised us that. If you remember James O'Keefe Project Veritas video where they got Kyle, somebody or other that works for the Bernie campaign, who still works for the Bernie campaign, that loves gulags for people he doesn't like. But he also said that they want to burn Milwaukee down if Bernie Sanders doesn't get the nomination. You have very violent people within his movement, very unhinged people in his movement, very young people in his movement that really don't understand the consequences of reality because they've been smothered with indoctrination their whole entire life. We'll probably see some unrest, I assume. And what are those Bernie bros going to do? Because they don't want to vote for Joe Biden. They want to burn the establishment down. So what are they going to do? Are we going to see another 2016 with many of them crossing over and voting for Trump out of spite, or simply just millions of them sitting out the election?
Earlier today, Mike Bloomberg, don't call me Michael, dropped out of the race, but he has pledged his allegiance to Joe Biden. And there's some weird references to money, staff, and data being shifted to the Biden operation. I guess he has no ground game. He didn't campaign in a lot of these states that he even won. How much help is this going to be to Joe Biden at this late date?
Well, this is what I think is going to happen, because if we've been watching Bloomberg for the past few years and what he did and what he admitted to in the last debate is that he bought the House of Representatives by spending $100 million. So now the Senate is up for play and the Democrats want to buy the Senate. If they don't lose the presidency and they hold the House and win the Senate, guess what? Trump doesn't get any America First agenda done because they have the power of the purse as well as the Senate. Judicial nominees, forget it. Not going to get any more of those, even though we got about 100 and some odd to date. So they want to kneecap this president no matter how they can. So what they'll do and what Michael Bloomberg has done is he'll fund the radical left Democrats against Tom Tillis, Cory Gardner, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, most likely in Maine. They hate her for giving Brett Kavanaugh the pass, and try to flip the Senate. They only need a few seats to flip the Senate. We don't really have a wide majority. And also what Michael Bloomberg has been doing is he's been funding Andrew Gillum's Get Out the Vote campaign in Florida, and he's also funding Moms Demand, the gun confiscation group that's hit, or Every Town, I think, Moms Demand, something like that. So he'll just divert all of his billions into these radical left groups in order to try to get out the suburban moms vote. Ballot harvesting is Andrew Gillum's group down in Florida, so they'll try to steal Florida with Michael's Mini Mike's money. And then, of course, they'll go after the Senate. They want the Senate, and so that's really what we have to watch.
What is it that Mike Bloomberg wants? Does he want to be Secretary of State? Does he want to be a Supreme Court Justice? I mean, what is it he actually wants with his billions?
Well, he definitely wanted a Democratic majority in the House. With funding Andrew Gillum, he wants Democrats. He has obviously something against Trump, because at one time he was a Republican. I think he's registered independent unless he switched to Democrat for this race. But this gives him power. You know, this gives him the jollies. Who knows? Maybe he'll be a diplomat. He'll find his way some way into maybe he'll be a media czar for the new, you know, communist Democrats, if should they ever take control. Because that's what they are. They're a bunch of communists. What is a moderate Democrat these days? The moderate Democrat, according to the Democrats, is supposedly Joe Biden, who, is, like I said, is already partnering with Robert Francis O'Rourke on gun confiscation plans, making the same promises as Bernie Sanders by guaranteeing, you know, free pre-K and free college and all of this. So, you know, welcome to the new, you know, communist Democrat Party. And may I say one thing, Kevin? I've been hearing a lot of people on the right, the left, obviously, but a lot of people on the right calling it the Democratic Party. Okay? There is no such thing as the Democratic Party. It has been the Democrat Party since day one. There is no such thing as a Democratic Socialist. They are socialists who are Democrats. And what the Democrats have done is create a new word, surreptitiously. We're the Democratic Party. No, you're not. You're the Democrat Party. And they're trying to make themselves more democratic when, in fact, they're more authoritarian.
Okay. In our final couple of minutes, what happens to Pocahontas? She's got to get out of the race. I think we all know that. But depending on which way she goes, if she ends up throwing her support behind her friend, Bernie Sanders, or her other friend, Joe Biden, what is her role in all of this? Is she she's too old to be vice president, I think. Am I right?
Not necessarily, but, you know, how would you like your friend to be sticking around in the race, swooping up your delegates? Not that she's getting a lot, but she's still getting some, and you're certainly, as her friend, not getting your endorsement. Elizabeth Warren is a pragmatic socialist, as she calls herself, pragmatic. She's just basically Bernie waving her hands around, screaming less than Bernie, but still waving her hands around. I don't know. That's the question. And what she said in her tweet last night, or at least her campaign did, was we got to keep this momentum going. You know, only a socialist would think being stuck at 7-10% was momentum. It'll be curious to see what happens. Honestly, I can't predict anymore because this is just, my predictions have been wrong to date because this field has been so incredibly crazy. So I think what she'll likely do is just follow the power, and the power is going to be held by the DNC and by Wall Street. The 1% that the Democrats love to hate, love to love when they get money from them. So I think she'll probably follow Biden because that's really where the momentum is. And the DNC will do everything they can to keep Bernie Sanders out of the number one spot.
Wow. Megan, there's going to be a lot to talk about. We'll talk to you again next week. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about what you're up to, they want to find out about your MAGA meetups, where do they go?
They can go to ReaganBabe.com, and we do have a MAGA meetup coming up on March 16th. I cannot tell you who, and I cannot tell you where yet, but you can mark your calendars for 6 o'clock, March 16th. You're not going to want to miss this. We have a speaker that everyone's going to want to hear, and everyone loves to hate on the left.
So I love it.
March 16th at 6 p.m.
Sounds good.
Details to follow.
More details to follow. Thanks so much, Megan. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks.
That's Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. More to come as we continue live and local now. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
There's all kinds of news relative to what happened last night. Super Tuesday, or Super Thursday, as Joe Biden likes to say. We'll let you hear from Cassie Smedley. She's the Deputy Communication Director for the RNC. What did they make of the last 72 hours? Also, Craig Mueller from Mueller & Associates. We'll talk about marijuana laws. DUI laws and red flag laws. All that and more coming up. Live and local now. There are a lot of ways to buy insurance. There's that annoying brother-in-law who sells insurance during holiday dinner. If you watch TV, it seems that every other cute commercial is about insurance. But is that the best way to buy insurance for you and your family? Of course not. Kevin Wall here for my friends at Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they can get you the best home, auto, business, and life insurance coverage and save you a ton of dough in the process. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. They can write business insurance and commercial vehicle insurance too. Find out how much money you can save on your home, auto, business, and life insurance. Call Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. That's 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote or just stop by their office at 7390 West Sahara. They're open till 7 p.m. Find out how much money you can save at Castle Insurance Group.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.